And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is UK Feds. You're listening to Desorrows Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was UK Feds and a track called Sign the Papers. UK Feds, Tony, all the way from Birmingham.
Okay.
Oh, Birmingham. That's Birmingham, UK, not Birmingham, Alabama. What is UK Feds' website?
UKFeds.co.uk?
It is indeed. It's Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 0. A strong start from the young pretender.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Now, that little slice of, I don't know, ska punk, ska pop, ska punk, rocking punk rock with a serious bass line that UK Feds are, is a hindrance to as to some of the other tracks on the show this week, because we've got three ska punkish tracks this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We've got a right mixed bag this week.
Right, okay.
I have enjoyed putting the show together. And I am going to say up front, at halfway through the show, we will be hearing from Adios Pantalones.
That's been a while.
One of my favourite names for a band ever. Now, in this bit, we normally do a joke that you've sent in. If you did send anything in, I haven't seen it.
Right.
I've got nothing. Have you got anything, Tom?
No.
No. All right, then. Well, shall we do an extended... If you have a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner, if it's a poem. It does give us the chance to do a slightly longer intro to the next band, Tone.
All right, OK.
A band I very much enjoy playing. I think this is only the third track we've ever played by them. A band called Cannibal Woman. I say it because it's K apostrophe Cannibal Woman. Cannibal Woman, Tony. Mm. Can you remember where Cannibal Woman are from?
No.
Brilliant. Because they're from just outside of Seattle, Washington State, in America. Right? And they are one of the most interesting bands and band lineups I think we've ever played on the show, because they are Native American in heritage.
Right.
But they're also Swedish.
Right.
They're half Swedish, half Native American. I mean, it's just brilliant. It just means that they just make the most peculiar music. It's fabulous music. I really like it. But it's like nothing else. And they do stuff that I've never heard other bands do. They have distinctive sounds to them, and they're just off the sheet, these guys. If they wanted a quote from Punky Radio, it's like, off the sheet.
Right. Off the sheet, cool, okay.
Off the sheet, Tom. And I absolutely love them. They are two brothers who occasionally get a third brother in, but on this track, they've also got what appears to be a female vocal, Tony.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know me, I'm regularly out of order. And I find it very difficult to talk about the Native Americans as a people without getting all silly. but they're just great. And my limited experience of the Native extends to the Menominee tribe of Wisconsin. I say tribes. See, I don't know whether you say tribes anymore.
Mm.
It's difficult. The Menominee of Wisconsin and the Hopi and Navajo of Arizona. And I've had great fun with all three of them for very, very different reasons. But I would really like to meet Cannibal Woman. And what I want to know is, Tony, one way we could maybe find out more about them is to go to their website. What do you think it is?
Cannibalwoman.com?
It is. It's Tony 2. And that's Cannibal with a K, by the way. And it's Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet Nil, and this is Sunshine In.
2015, K-Tutter. I see you today, living in your cage, living with your rage, and I see you're all the same, playing the same game, playing the same game, playing the same game, playing the same game.
Hey, hey, hey. Today. Hey, hey, hey.
The people, manpower, drugs, and the ivory tower. Got the cops and the power. Fight back and then they cower. When people begin to cry, when people begin to die, who's going to ask why? Who's going to ask why?
Ask why.
Ask why.
Ask why.
Ask why.
Ask why.
Ask why.
Ask why. Everybody's got the blues. Everybody's got the blues. Everybody's got the blues. There's nothing they can do.
Stand up.
If you're gonna fight,
stand up
and do what's right.
Stand up.
Lift up the night. Alright, it's alright.
Stand up.
Lift up the sky. Let the sun.
All alone, nothing to do. Drinking their booze, watching you, watching you, watching you. The cousins drive by with their black eyes, going to make a buy. They're in a drive by, they're in a drive by, they're in a drive by.
Everybody's all alone with something to do. Drinking their booze, watching you.
Stand up.
If you're gonna fight,
stand up
and do what's right.
Stand up.
Lift up the night. It's alright, alright.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
That was indeed Cannibal Woman and a brilliant track called Sunshine In. And they tend to, well, they manage to throw something different at us every time we get a track from them. And I very much appreciate it. Thank you very much, Cannibal Woman. Now, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That is, it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that song.
No.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thank you, Boyles.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment, get in touch, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Give us a like, give us a tickle, give us a follow, give us whatever you want, really. Just do get in touch.
Money.
Money would be nice.
Yeah, give us money.
Don't know how you would do that, but buy a t-shirt, buy a mug, buy a clock.
Face money.
Face money.
Give us face money. Face bucks, Tony, that's what we want.
Face bucks.
Face bucks.
I wonder if that domain is gone.
Hey?
Not. I wonder if that domain's available.
Go for it. Face bucks.
Face bucks.
Everyone who clicks on it automatically gives us $5.
There you go. Best way to give.
Brilliant.
Two comments this week.
Thank
you. First up, Graham Holland's been in touch just to say thanks to Paul and Tony for mentioning the Liverpool acoustic Attila the Stock Poker on this week's Punky Radio. It was our pleasure, Graham. Thanks for getting in touch. Hope
yeah,
it went
I hope
well.
It was a great success. Ah, Graham!
I'm sure it was. Thank you very much. And Jen Glenn Crisen's been in touch. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? Who knows?
Who knows?
Not the best theme song in the world. They posted a picture. They said, just doing our part for the cause. They have posted a Snow Patrol review on iTunes. Thank you for that. I'm going to keep it a couple of weeks and see if we can get a few more. And I'll be reading the Snow Patrol reviews out. But thank you. If you are on iTunes, do search for Snow Patrol. Leave them a nice little review. 0 stars only, please, obviously. And just say, not as good as Punky Radio.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This might be one of the most childish things we've ever done.
Of course.
It's brilliant.
But that's it for Facebook.
Brilliant. So that concludes
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that tone.
No.
Right. Two tracks in a row now.
Okay.
Both from British bands, Tony.
All right.
Two very different bands. First up, thanks very much to The Swindles, although the way they're spelled S-W-I-N-D-E-L-L-S. I like to think of them as being The Swindells, right? And even though The Swindles are a full-on street punk band from Leeds, if you call them The Swindells, they sound like they could be some Motown girl group, don't they?
Yeah.
And I'm going to call them The Swindells until such time as I meet them, when I'll call them The Swindles and say, thank you very much, please don't hit me. Anyway, Tony, what is The Swindles or Swindells website?
Swindells.com?
No, theswindells.band.
Oh.
Yeah. It's possible, apparently. I typed it in, it worked.
There you go.
That's punk rock for you right there,
isn't
Tony.
It just?
Yeah. And you must, if you do go and see them, they're doing a few gigs at present. In fact, they're at the Loft House in Nottingham next Saturday. This Saturday.
Are they? I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder. We'll talk about that later in the show, because we haven't seen it yet.
No.
Yeah, so if you go to see them while they're touring with this new material, make sure you walk up and say, oh, it's so nice to meet you. You must be The Swindells. And see what. Make sure you've got backup.
Yeah.
Anyway. This is a different mix from the track that's on the album that's out right now, Tony.
Okay.
It's Paulie Bean Internet 1, Tony 2. Stay tuned for the papers. This is She's So Nice.
I'm gonna die.
one-way ticket to Fishtown.
It doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic, or Asian, or Native American, or young, or old, able, disabled, gay, or straight. You can make it.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
It's okay.
That was The Papers and a track called Live Your Dreams. Now, The Papers, Tony, are a ska pop band from Exeter featuring in the horn section a former member of Dexys Midnight Runners.
Oh, very nice.
They're a bit of a Southwest supergroup going on down there, and that track is catchy as hell. But what is The Papers' website?
ThePapersBand.com.
ThePapersMusic.co.uk. Unlucky Paulie B. And the internet too, Tony too. Haha, that was a quick fight back. We're back on level terms. Nice. And we've got Adios Pantalones up next, which I'm very excited about. I'm hoping to play more by The Papers in future. That was the only track that we've got so far. So I did like them. And by the way, don't forget, if you do like any of the bands you hear on the show and you'd like to hear more about them, visit their websites. But also, if you just leave a note on our Facebook page, we will make sure we play more from them in the future.
Yes.
Tony, did you do anything last week?
I went out Saturday night.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
Who did you go out with on Saturday night?
You.
Me? Yes. And we were supposed to go and see Dick Venom and the Teratones, Headstone Horrors and Moonshine Stalkers. At the Loft House in Nottingham, as mentioned, and it was cancelled the day before.
Right, okay.
And that left us in something of a quandary as to what to do. Fortunately, you hadn't been to my house before, so you came to my house, then we went to my local pub, the Pelham, which is brilliant. And shades of Kirkby in Ashfield. But then we went down to a place called the Lion Inn at Basford, didn't we? And there was a band on down there. How would you describe the band, Tony?
Americana.
They had a kind of Hazy Dixie thing going on, didn't they?
Well, they started off a little bit like that, and then it just changed, didn't it? It kind of mixed it a little weird. Some of it was quite straight Americana, some of it was parody.
Yeah, but what did they start with, Tone?
Ace of Spades.
They started with a country version of Ace of Spades, and we went, oh, here we go, this is going to be amazing. And then they sort of tailed off a bit, didn't they?
They did.
At the end of the first bit. And then, although you got very upset about their rendition of a Smokey and the Bandit tune.
That was rubbish.
Well, there you go. Perhaps you can explain what they were missing out.
I don't know. It just was missing something. It was, they tried to do it quite... That's the weird thing, because some covers they did in a country style, and some they did exactly as the original is. And I do quite like the Smokey and the Bandit one. But no, it was just missing something. I don't know. It was clearly one of their big songs. But no. I don't know, it was just missing something. I don't know what it is.
Well, you left in the break because you were a bit worried about 8% cider.
Yeah, it was quite worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, and with good reason. It was called something Wasp Amnesia. I had a couple of pints of Dead Man's Trousers, and then I went on to the Wasp Amnesia. What could possibly go wrong? I was in a right mess by the end. And but the second set they did, Tone,
right,
started exactly like the first with an absolutely cracking song. The country version of Word Up.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, that was brilliant. And then they tailed off again.
Yeah, you see, you could do it all in half an hour.
The funniest thing, Tone, was when they finished. Like, okay. Because they finished. They did their last song. They didn't even say thanks so much, good night. They just finished. Then all the lights came on and everyone went home.
Right.
That was it.
Okay.
There was no discussion there.
What time did they finish then?
No idea, Tony. Right. I'd been drinking Wasp Amnesia.
Of course you were.
I don't know what time they finished. I don't know what time it was. I did manage to get back up to the Pelham for a cheeky Jack Daniels on the way home though.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit of a mess.
Right.
Anyway. We got to see a band in Nottingham, my first night out in Nottingham. And I was there with you, Tony, it was brilliant, and we got to see a band, it was great.
And the Lion is a cracking pub.
It is a great pub, isn't it?
It is,
really,
it's a
really
great
good pub. One that nobody was expecting.
Weirdly located.
It looks like a really nice bit of town in my bit.
That's a weird area, yes, good.
I shall be going there again.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks. right, anyway, I've been waiting all show to introduce Adios Pantalones, Tony. This is from the vaults, kind of, in that we played a track by Adios Pantalones a couple of years ago, played a track called Hairy Tits, and I thought about playing Hairy Tits again as a classic from the vaults, but then I thought, no, I'll play another track by them, because we did get, they were on a split release with the Grave Brothers. Right. And both bands, I think, are from Belgium. In fact, Adios Pantalones, which of course means goodbye trousers, are from East Flanders, from a place called Zevenneken. Zevenneken, you might be. That sounded quite good, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Zevenneken. bit more Norwegian there. But yeah, from East Flanders. And as I was told by Luke once, Clockwork Luke, never trust anybody south of Flanders, which means they can be trusted.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
They can be trusted. But Tony, what's their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Adios Pantalones?
No, facebook.com/Adios.Pantalones.Belgium. Yeah. Right, anyway, I'm going to play them right now because the bloke, it's fixed the boilers just.
Excellent.
Come round. 40 minutes at 3, Tony 2, this is Psycho Killer.
My mouth is big enough. You know I keep on cognac, so I'm really that tough. keep on going till 5 o'clock. So I wander to the village late at night. I feel the urge to kill and my past get really tight. But I just keep on going till there's nothing left for me. But I just keep on going. You wait and see.
You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Psycho Killer. When I saw it, I thought, oh, maybe it's a cover version of Psycho Killer. No.
All right, okay.
Absolutely not. What a brilliant track that is. Really, really catchy psychobilly from East Flanders. Zevnecken. Don't know how you say it. If you know how you say it, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email. I know how to say Zevnecken. Sounds sensible, wouldn't it?
Just doesn't it?
Yeah. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12
bar. Something from Graham.
Ooh.
Yep. Another week, more gigs at the 12 bar. Not a lot, actually, Robert.
A lot.
It is still on Holloway Road, but there's only one gig this week.
Blimey.
Yeah, and it looks like the only gig for December the 7th, so I don't know if it's quiet or they're closed for a brief period, but if you are doing anything Thursday night, this Thursday, 26th, Hieronymus Bishbosh night.
Excellent.
Meeting Lois and the Love, Bleak, Born of the Sun and Skyhook.
Wow.
Thursday evening, how much are you looking?
Thursday night, Tone. Fish bosh, it'll be money.
Mm.
Go on then, £6.
£6?
Get in.
Yeah.
So, six.
Six, yes. And Graham's been in touch again this Thursday night. It's the free rock and roll night again. Clearly, it's every Thursday, and it's always free. So, Sand, Food and Drink on Duke Street in Liverpool. I wonder if that's why I thought of Duke Street the other night.
It may well be, for those of you listening at home who've got no idea what Tony's talking about. Why did you thought there was something at the end of Duke Street that wasn't, and maybe you thought Liverpool was at the end of Duke
Street?
Maybe
that's what I thought.
And not the pub we were going to.
There you go. I thought there was a pub on Duke Street, and that's clearly what it must be. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
Sanford Drake, well, Duke Street, this Thursday, 8 p.m. doors, 9 p.m. first band. They've got See No Evils, Pardoners, and Subterranean.
Right.
So facebook.com/freerockandroll, free entry, do check it out.
Absolutely brilliant. Mm. And I am trying to get more information and more tracks from the Sneaky Nixons, Tony. Sneaky Nixons, and yeah, I've been doing a bit of research into Sneaky Nixons, and I want more.
Right.
Yes.
That's
so, Graham, if you're listening and you know Sneaky Nixons, tell them to send us more, will you?
Here you go.
That'd be sensible. Mm. And as we say, there is at the Loft House in Nottingham this Saturday, there are the Swindells.
Swindells?
The Swindells, yeah. I'd love it if the lead singer was called Martha or something. Martha and the Swindells.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's it, Lead
Street Punk. I recommend you don't call them Swindells to their face. They're the Swindells, I would think. Unless they are the Swindells, and I've got it completely wrong.
Maybe, you know.
In which case, make sure you wear a nice frock.
There you go.
Yeah, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
That concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12
bar. Something from Graham.
Two songs in a row again, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Listen out for Raw Fun. Who doesn't want to listen out for Raw Fun? But first up, we've got a band called Fujiwara, Tony. Fujiwara, where do you think they're from?
Japan?
No. Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina.
Ah.
That's the kind of place a proper rocking band wants to be from, and it killed Devil Hills,
isn't it?
Oh, I hope that they aren't getting ideas now that we've given away his address. Ooh. They could actually go around and kill the devil at 666 Beelzebub Avenue, whatever we're calling it. Yeah, anyway, Fujiwara, brilliant. You're going to love this, Tone.
Okay.
What is Fujiwara's website?
Fujiwara.com.
FujiwaraPunkRock.com, Paulie B, and Fujiwara, F-U-J-I-W-A-R-A, FujiwaraPunkRock.com, Paulie B Internet for Tony 2. God, what the tables have turned here. Don't care.
Schwanz. Friday, yeah.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Raw Fun. And a track called Won't Be Told, which I thought went quite well with Don't Care. Don't Care, Won't Be Told.
Nice.
Don't Care, Won't Be Told. Fujiwara, Don't Care. Raw Fun, Won't Be Told. Don't Care, Won't Be Told. Raw Fun, I think, are French, Tony.
Oh, okay.
But I was trying to find more information about them via the net, and I was too stupid to actually go back to the email we've been sent that told me all about them.
Right.
And then I couldn't find it. But I believe they're French, and my apologies to Raw Fun if they are not French. I will find out, I promise you. What is Raw Fun's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Raw Fun Band?
No. And the reason I picked their Facebook page is because it's such a brilliant Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Raw Fun Won't Be Told What To Do.
Oh, right.
Brilliant childish rock and roll. Love it. Right, then. Paulie B Internet 5, Tony 2.
Blimey.
Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. We've got people in all week, and then probably just going to have a bit of a rest. I had a bit of a migraine over the weekend, so...
Oh, dear.
Got a feeling I'm maybe coming down with something or other, but so maybe I'll plan in a little illness. Yeah, I'll schedule in a little cold or something like that.
Yeah. As you know, I just work through illness.
You do. You
do. I'm amazed I'm still alive. The punishment I put my body through. As everyone at home is listening to this, I've been having a chat about beluga whales in Singapore.
Ah, yeah, of course.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, in that there, London, for one of my many jobs. Quite a bizarre job that one. Basically, I go to London once a month and I have ideas.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm having a day in London having ideas. Then Thursday night I'm doing the Red Card Comedy Club in Norwich with a quite brilliant bill, but I can only remember two of the three other acts, and I'll be the MC. Craig Murray is on, he's brilliant. Alistair Barry's on, he's brilliant, and whoever the other act is, I can't remember, but they're brilliant as well.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that I can't remember who that was, but Red Card Comedy Club is at Carrow Road, Norwich City Football Ground, and not the stadium itself. I mean, yeah. Hey, I'm good, but I can't fill 30,000 seats. And it's a really, really great gig. It's been running for years, and it's monthly there on Thursdays, and that's what I'll be doing then. And I will also be showing up to my warehouse job as and when I feel like it.
Right, okay, excellent. Yeah.
But they have warned us all that we've all got to be in on Friday, because it's Black Friday.
Oh, right. Are we doing that now? Is that a thing?
Yeah, we've suddenly just started doing it, haven't we? Black Friday is people who
celebrate
Thanksgiving. As in, it's the bank holiday, the equivalent, the bank holiday equivalent after Thanksgiving in the United States. And we've suddenly started doing it as well for no apparent reason. We don't have the day off to go shopping. We just have Black Friday. It's very odd.
We don't have turkey in November either.
No.
Maybe we should start.
No, I don't think so. Hmm. Although saying that, if anyone should really celebrate Thanksgiving, it's us, as I've discussed in Punky Radio down the years. Because we should be giving thanks for getting rid of the bloody Americans.
There you go.
It shouldn't be that way round, it should be our way round. So maybe I will celebrate Thanksgiving in Norwich.
There you go.
Yeah.
For the turkey.
No! Well,
go on.
It's a good place to do it because they are beautiful. it's the turkey capital of England, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, so I am going. On Thursday night, to celebrate my own version of Thanksgiving, I am doing a gig at the Turkey Capital. I've just thought of this. The Turkey Capital of England. Norfolk. That's beautiful.
Drumsticks. Nice.
Beautiful. Right, he's dead, isn't he?
Yes, he's very dead, yeah.
Yeah, he's very dead, blimey.
Very dead, he's more than dead.
He's more than dead.
Mm.
Right, anyway, so that's what we're doing this week, anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to play another song that time.
Okay.
This one's good, but I'm being about to say that. I'd never heard of this band before from Glasgow, Tony. A band called Mickey Nines. And I'm giving you a clue now. It's Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, then the number 9-S. Mickey Nines, all the way from Glasgow. Or if you are Scottish, Glasgow. Right, this is how you should say it, but I say Glasgow after. If I'm saying the Swindells, I might as well take on Strathclyde as well.
Fair enough.
I suppose. I don't know how to describe this band, Tony.
All right.
I don't know what they are. I don't know whether they're pop, punk, alternative, hip-hop, ska. I don't know what's going on. All I know is it's a really, really interesting song.
Right.
And I'm really glad I got sent it. But what is Mickey Nine's Bandcamp page?
MickeyNines@bandcamp.com?
It is indeed, and it's Mickey Nine, M-I-C-K-E-Y, number 9-S, MickeyNines.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie B. Internet 5. Now, I don't know what I make of this, Tony. I really, really don't. Other than, I think it's great. Computer Inventor. Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any idea what to make of that track?
No.
Me neither. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you do have twats, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title your email is a twat. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. You can keep the reason as short as you like, if you like to. Doesn't have to be long. but do email me or Tracksuit with thanks. And that's what Chantel did. And she titled her email.
Hello, Chantel.
She titled her email "Is a Twat Novel." And Chantel's a long-term listener from Carnarvon Arden Arden Arden.
She thinks she's our favourite Carnarvon Arden 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 Arden.
That's what she thinks.
Yeah.
And she is somewhat literate. Extremely yes. well versed in literacy and all that. And corrects us with our pronunciation.
Yeah.
So she's written a novel. So I'm going to go through it. So it feels like a novel. And she says, "Hi Tony, I've got another twat for you. Can't have you going without the lead up into Christmas." She's right. "I previously told you about all of the shit, both literal and figurative, that I put up with at my previous rental properties. One of the issues I failed to mention, which I intentionally omitted as it was not the fault of the property management company, is the subject of today's Is a Twat. This is a novel, but the level of crazy is worth it. Your listeners who do not know, I'm a Canadian who moved to the UK to teach in..."
She's not a Canadian, she's a Canardan, Arden, 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 Arden.
I know, she slipped up there. One off, can't tell. First strike. She moved to the UK to teach in British schools. "When I moved here, the agency that brought me over also brought over a number of other Canadians." Strike two. "I ended up sharing the rental property with three of the girls from the same agency. We had our issues, but for the most part, we got along just fine. We lived together, we worked together, we partied together. It was good times."
Oh, Tony.
"In December, one of the girls who worked with us, but didn't live with us, was fired from her job at the school. When she left, she threatened the head teacher that we'd, all the Canadians at my school, that's trying to think, would leave if she didn't treat us better. This girl was then hired at another school where she proceeded to do shit enough that the school also fired her. This came later. I'll get to that. Now here's the issue. She had a serious spending problem. She knew she was forever spending her money on stupid things and was already living paycheck to paycheck. She was always asking to borrow money. But she was in a desperate situation, being a foreigner with no money and in a country where she's not entitled to any benefits or financial support. She had no money to pay her rent and was going to be homeless, but was still employed. So before we knew it, she'd moved herself into the dining room of our house. None of us agreed to this, she just kind of told us she was moving in. The way she played it off each of us was like the other housemates had already given her permission and was just checking to make sure we were okay with it."
Oh, she's quite smart then.
Yeah.
Well, she thought
clever.
She was.
"There was enough turmoil in our house between those of us who lived there that didn't want to rock the boat by being an asshole. We told her she could stay for 2 months to save up some money to move into her own place again. She was dating a guy from London who was a bit of a chav. After 3 weeks as she moved in, at 4 a.m. on a Saturday, she brought about a dozen people into our house while the rest of us were trying to sleep. They were loud, obnoxious and stupid crazy. They drank our alcohol, ate our food and made a shitload of noise. The girl refused to make them leave and they proceeded to make a mess of the house. Worst part, she wasn't even in the same room as them. She let them the free reign of our kitchen while she cried in her room about something stupid her boyfriend said. This was the point we told her to get out. We offered her to help move her things and told her she needed to move out as soon as possible and began locking the door using the deadbolt when we left, as she was psycho and we didn't want her in our shit. We left for work and she had left before us as usual. She left a window open without us knowing. She broke into our house through the window, skipping work where she'd already been told she'd been fired and a few days left to earn money. She moved all of her things out through the window and threw away all of her food, about £150 worth, and half her clothes, many of which still had tags, and left behind a shitload of other things in the room, including what was virtually brand new futon from IKEA. After she moved out, she said we kicked her out and demanded that she pay exorbitant amount of rents. She never paid a penny. She literally told anyone who would listen, Canadian and English. Moral of the story, don't let crazy into your house, regardless of how bad you feel for them, ever. For the above reasons, I'd like to nominate Farin from Ontario, Carnarvon, Arden, Arden, who currently resides in London, UK, for this Is a Twat, because really, she was an asshole who took advantage and wasted everyone's time. Sorry for the novel, edit as you like, I couldn't be bothered. Your favourite Carnarvon, Arden, 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 Chantel.
That was a brilliant story.
It was good. She's so good with them words, like.
She is.
It was pretty.
It actually is. She talks purdy.
She talks purdy. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy with this.
Okay. So, for all of that, for those above reasons...
No, you have to read that again.
Yeah. Being crazy. So, Farin from Ontario, Canada, who currently resides in London...
Is a twat. Yeah, she absolutely is.
Absolutely.
She'll get what's coming to her.
They usually do.
And I'm sorry, Chantel, that you've had to deal with all that. She likes us calling her Chantel. Now she's had a load of people calling her Chantel.
Exactly.
Because that's how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah.
Like the Swindells. Perhaps we start calling her Chantel. I'm going to start calling her Chantal.
Chantal?
Yes. That's Chantal from Canada.
Excellent.
Yeah, right then. If you have a tweet, do send it to us. We like hearing them. And Tony likes reading them out.
I do.
Last track this week, Tony. Mm-hmm. Band called Counting Coins, all the way from Hull. We've had them from all over the place this week, all the way from Hull. We played a track by them before. We started the show with a bit of ska punk-ish, and we're finishing with a ska punk-ish. What is Counting Coins' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/countingcoins.
I think you're going to enjoy this very much. It's unlucky. Tony, 4, Paulie B and the Internet, 5. Haha, win for me, but only just. This is All That I Need.
Cabin. Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
that's about the size of it. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves this week listening to all this weird bunch of music. I mean, it's been real mixed. I know I say mixed bag a lot, but it really has been a mixed bag this week. I've really enjoyed it. Hope you have too. Tony, could you just quickly mention the internet stations that carry the show?
Yeah, we are on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. We're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, ANDRA.SE. And finally, we're on TBFM, which you can find TBFMonline.co.uk.
Yes, and thank you very much to Fenella Fudge for doing some new intros for us, one of which you'll have heard on this show, and you should hear a few new ones from now on. So we're mixing it up a bit, aren't we, Tony?
Excellent.
We don't let anybody get too comfortable, not on Punky Radio.
That's right.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Apooed, apooed.
Budger guns! Budger guns, yeah!